Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Kathy Grun comes from the world of book publishing, specializing in cookbooks and lifestyle, and she's turned passionate home cook. And she had, well into her established career, the notion that, you know, I really like to create exciting recipes and I want to share them. So Kathy has launched a new website with a great name, Butter, Flour, Sugar, Salt, and has posted some terrific ideas that she has created. Hey, Kathy, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you, Valerie. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I love the name of your website, Butter, Flour, Sugar, Salt, and can't believe that that domain was available.
Trust me, you're not the only one. I was so shocked when I put it into a search and it came up, and I just thought, I have to grab this. It's such great search words, and it encompasses both sweet and savory elements of cooking, of all types of cooking. So that's what I did, and I grabbed it.
And those elements, butter, flour, sugar, salt, are the essential elements for baking.
They are the essential elements for baking. But if you think about savory recipes, you're always adding salt, which enhances flavor and balance. A lot of savory recipes will use flour. Sugar is used, especially some with tomato sauce, to adjust the acidity. And butter is used for cooking. Sweet and savory. So they really, I'm trying to open some minds to realize that you assimilate these words with baking, but they're also used for savory as well.
Absolutely. Well, before we talk about the website, tell me about your previous career and what you did in all those years in the book publishing world.
I had a great career in book publishing, and I was really fortunate. I worked for some of the best houses out there. My career spanned 25 plus years, and it was always in book publicity. And I covered, in the beginning part of my career, a little bit of everything, fiction, nonfiction, children's health, wellness. But I started to really gravitate towards, I always loved to cook. And I remember one of my very first publishing jobs, and I can't remember the cookbook name, but it was a cookbook with recipes based on children's fairy tales. And it stuck in my mind, and I got the cooking bug from my mother, as most of us do or have done. And as I grew in my career, I always took on the cookbooks, and I loved them. And I loved testing the recipes. I would always take home the cookbooks and start cooking the recipes because I thought if I, as a home cook, could make these, anybody could make them. And I just began to build a reputation in that world. And I always thought about doing some food writing and growing that area. And I made the decision at the end of 2015 that it was time for that second play at life. And I decided if I'm going to do it now, now's the time. And I started thinking about a blog and a website and what I could do, knowing that it would be baby steps along the way. Found the name, worked with a great group to help build the design, and recently launched it and am adding more content. And surprisingly, the other element, which I have loved doing and I'm growing more into it, is the actual photography. I am loving taking pictures of what I cook and other people's things. And it's just a whole new world of excitement and process to do. I still do some freelance publicity. Obviously, I enjoy doing that and keeping my foot in the door. But I am really trying to grow a whole new world for myself.
What's so interesting to me, Kathy Grun, is that I have met many people like yourself who at a certain point in life go back to the thing that moves them the most, whatever it is, you know, whether it's design or food for you or theatrical pursuits. They go back to the things that really move them in the world. And that's exactly what you're doing. So it's very inspirational, I think, for other people to hear that you've moved into a niche that is important to you and you've been able to flourish with it. So on your website, what can we find there that's unique to you?
Unique to me, I really love to do things that everybody can do. I'm not going to sit there and make elaborate baked goods. Occasionally during the holidays, I am known to really do a lovely bûche de Noël or something like that. But in terms of everyday things, right now there is a delicious recipe for sweet potato noodles with a spicy peanut sauce, where I just literally spiralize, which is such a hot trend, the sweet potato and roast them. There is, what else do I have up? There's a cauliflowered rice recipe. There's a great summer farro recipe. I'm working on a recipe to post called Sunshine Cupcakes based on a cupcake I've done that is similar to a lemon meringue pie. I recently spoke with a prominent chef about his love of salt and pink Himalayan salt, and I replicated his recipe for tuna sashimi, so that's up there. So I do things that everybody can try, or I want to inspire people with new tastes and taste combinations. I'll be posting something regarding broccoli slaw pancakes, which basically you see those bags of shredded broccoli slaw in the produce thing.
Sure.
And I just thought, there's got to be something else I can do. And I started thinking about potato pancakes. Now they're kind of heavy. So I just thought, well, what if I made pancakes out of these? And I played around, and I do a lot of looking around online at other recipes if I'm stuck for some thoughts. And I came up with an idea of using the broccoli slaw with some egg and egg whites and a little bit of flour. And if you want to go gluten-free, you could use almond flour. And then I just basically saute them or pan fry them in a little bit. I actually use coconut oil to keep the health element. Mm-hmm. And I made them for my boyfriend and my neighbor, and I served them with a spicy yogurt sauce. And those things were devoured like there was no tomorrow.
You know what? It sounds very, very fresh and healthful, what you're creating, and yet yummy as well.
I try to. You know, I think we all want that little indulgence somewhere along the way. So I will be doing that. And I do have a background in baking. I did go to culinary school for baking. I never planned to go the restaurant route, so I wanted to do it, combine media and food, which I ultimately did. So I will be putting up some, you know, delicious treats here and there. But I'm just really excited. I wake up, and I think maybe other people do, maybe it's my personality, I wake up thinking about certain foods and what I can do. An example was, I woke up the other morning thinking about strawberries. We're really into the berry season, moving into it. And I saw these gorgeous strawberries at the market. And I go to the market. I will go to the farmer's market or the gourmet store. But I really try to go through the every person's grocery store, because that's where the majority of people will be shopping. And I saw some gorgeous strawberries, and I brought them home. And I already, somebody had talked to me. I knew about grilling fruit, but I thought, I'm going to roast these strawberries. And then I started thinking about flavor combination with strawberries. I roasted the strawberries. We had some mangoes in the house, and I made a strawberry mango salsa and served it with grilled salmon. And that has to go up on the site too. I just did it the other day. So I think of, I wake up, I drive my boyfriend crazy. I wake up in the morning thinking of some sort of food, and then I start sort of riffing from there what I'm going to do. So it's always on my mind, unfortunately or fortunately.
Well, it sounds like it is absolutely a delightful pursuit for you at this point in your life.
It is. I'm really blessed. I'm blessed because I'm having the courage, which I think it's so important for a lot of people. And, you know, I'm in my 50s to take a risk to follow your dream. And, you know, in my mind, the worst thing that could happen is it may not work. It may be slow. Somebody may say no. But if you don't try, you're always going to kick yourself and say, what if?
I agree.
This is my time to just try and see what will happen.
How do you expect to monetize this in the long run?
Ultimately, I hope to gain followers and attention on the site. Ultimately, I'd love to get some advertising once it grows. And I know it's going to take a while to grow. I wouldn't want it to explode automatically because it's a little overwhelming. I think slow and steady is always best. But in the meantime, what I'm doing is I'm working with different people, trying to develop recipes for them, working with other food areas, still do freelance publicity. But I am working on, you know, just growing that blog. And there'll be some entries that are a little longer and more meaningful. There'll be some that are just whimsical and to the point. I tend to write with a sense of humor, I hope. That's my personality, and I hope that comes across. And, you know, perhaps people will like my photographs and want to use them and ask for permission. So I'm open to all ideas. It's a new venture, so I think it's a uncharted territory for me that I'm learning and growing from. And I don't expect it to be 100% smooth. I know there are going to be bumps along the way, but that's all part of the learning process. But if I feel that I'm doing something that I love, something good has to come of that.
Well, it's a wonderful website. I direct you to butterfloursugarsalt.com.
Thank you.
Kathy Gruen, who has created it, and some terrific recipes on there. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Valerie. Have a great day.
Now, most likely, I'm going to be trying that sweet potato noodle recipe, which looks absolutely amazing. Check out the beautiful photos on Kathy Gruen's website as well. Thanks for joining us on America Weekend today. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that fidgeting can be good for you? Well, it's hard to believe, but it can. Maybe it'll even help you lose weight. Here's the biological and the social science of it. Fidgets are often accused of not paying attention. Others think fidgeters have a nervous condition. And kids who fidget and don't sit still, well, they may just get dosed. Nevertheless, it's impossible to sit still. An adult fidgeting is the equivalent of thumb sucking. But the only fact that can be attributed to fidgeting is that it burns calories. A simple fidget can burn from 100 to 800 calories a day. So if you're a fidgeter, stop worrying. And if your child fidgets, lay off.
Will you give me a break one time?
What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be so quick to assume that fidgeting is a personality flaw. It may just mean a person is bored. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, the Kansas Supreme Court was asked to decide if strippers can collect unemployment. Generally, strippers are considered independent contractors and not strip club employees. But when a dancer at Club Orleans in Topeka tried to file an unemployment claim, the Supreme Court got involved. So what happened? The final verdict after this.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
The court ruled that because strip clubs set a minimum rate and have specific rules for strippers, they are employees and have the legal right to collect unemployment insurance. And that's the final verdict.